Hello, this is Will Gomez calling from Metro Research. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area. This is a research study, not a sales call. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Go ahead.
Thank you very much. First question. How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten to 12th grade?
Zero.
Grandchildren, nephews, nieces?
I got six.
Six. Okay, thank you. What is your age? How old are you?
60.
60, thank you. How would you describe your gender?
Male.
Thank you. How would you describe...
Do I feel like a male? No, I'm a male.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it. How would you describe your race?
My race?
Yes.
Caucasian.
Thank you. What grades are your grandchildren currently in?
Oh, let's see. From 10th.
Okay.
9th. What's Sammy in? 9th? Yeah, I got 2 in 9th, 1 in 10th. What do you think? First, third, and I don't know, fourth maybe.
Fourth? Okay, thank you. Next question. Which of the following best describes the schools where your grandchildren are enrolled this year? Is it a public school run by the school district? Is it a charter school but public? Is it a parochial or a Catholic school? Is it a non-Catholic, private, or independent school? Is it a homeschooling, or is it another format?
They're all public schools. Four down in Florida and two up here in Mass.
Okay, thank you. You mentioned you had a child in third grade. The following several questions will be about your grandchild in third grade. First,
okay.
Which of the following best describes the school where your third grade child is enrolled this year? Is it a public school run by the school district? Is it a charter school? Is it a parochial? Is it a non-Catholic?
Public.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
When it comes to your third grade child's progress in reading this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I would say not at all concerned.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, is your third grade grandchild reading at the level expected for students in their age group, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Has your third grade child's pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home, yes or no?
No, they probably talked with their mother, not their grandfather.
Okay, thank you. What information do you use to understand your third grade grandchild's progress in reading and writing? Grades and report cards, parent-teacher conferences, conversations with child, literacy screeners such as iReady, Early Bird, Diabus, Start, information.
No, I would say report cards and, self-awareness.
Okay, thank you. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my third grade grandchild's reading progress this year from their school. Do you agree or disagree?
I'd have to ask my daughter, but I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you.
I know they talk to her quite often, but I'm not sure what they talk about.
Okay, does your third grade grandchild's school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? Small group instruction and a specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are? One-on-one instruction? Okay.
No, they do. They have special ed if needed.
Okay, thank you. Have you ever looked for help outside the school to support your third grade grandchild's reading progress? For example, hire a tutor, enrolled in extra reading classes outside of school, got an outside assessment? No? Okay, thank you.
No, nothing like that.
Thank you. When your third grade child is reading at home and they come across an unfamiliar word, which of the following best reflects their approach? They sound out the letters in the word and try to say them together to make a word. They try to guess the word based on context clues, such as pictures or other words in the sentence, or neither of the both approaches?
No, I would say they probably sound it out.
Okay, thank you. How effective do you think your child's school has been so far at teaching your grandchild in third grade how to read? Very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, not at all effective?
Well, the child reads really good, so I would say it's effective.
Very or somewhat, to your knowledge?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay, thank you so much. Do you know what curriculum is used in your third grade child's school for reading or English language art classes? By curriculum, we mean the types of instructional materials, methods, and classes the school uses to teach a specific subject. Yes or no?
No, I don't know.
No, okay. Thinking about the tools and methods teachers use to class in the classroom to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? Reading recovery. Are you familiar?
No.
No? Not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. What about textbooks by Fountas or Pinnell?
I'm not sure. I know they got textbooks, but I'm not sure who wrote them.
Okay. You will say not too familiar then?
Right.
Okay. What about whole language?
No, not too familiar.
Okay. What
is
about...
Is that a new thing?
Well, actually, just materials that schools are using nowadays to help out kids improve their reading skills.
Right. Okay.
Okay. What about Sound It Out?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Very familiar with that? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. What about phonics?
Oh, I don't know. I've heard the word, but I really
don't. Not
too
familiar? Okay.
No.
What about sight words, lists, and flashcards?
I'm sure they have them at the school, but I really don't know much about it.
Okay, not too familiar. Okay, what about guess? What about guessing from context?
I'm not familiar.
Okay, what about three queuing or queuing?
Nope.
Okay, thank you. Just so you know, we're almost done now.
Oh, thank God.
I'm so sorry. Just I know
that's
it's
all
right. Long. From what you know, what do you think research has shown is the best or most effective way to teach kids how to read? Cueing, which means guessing words from context and sentence structure, phonics, which means sounding out words, or a combination of both?
Probably a combination of both.
Thank you. Research has found that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structure, does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. Knowing this, will you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of cueing in some schools?
I'm really not concerned.
Not concerned? Okay, thank you. How much have you heard or read recently about Massachusetts students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests? A great deal? A fair amount? Just a little? Or nothing at all?
Just a little.
Okay, thank you. You mentioned you have heard or read a little about students falling behind on reading. What have you heard in a small sentence, please?
Just that we're getting... how would I say it? We're slower in progress than most other countries.
Okay. In most of the country.
Most other countries.
Oh, okay. Other
I wouldn't
countries.
Say most others, but, you know.
Okay.
There's a lot of smarter countries out there than us.
Thank you.
I would say they've done the job of dumbing down America.
Okay, thank you. Now, as you may know, more than half of students in Massachusetts are not reading at the expected levels by third grade. Knowing this, will you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
I would be a little concerned.
Little concerned? Okay, somewhat concerned. Thank you.
Yes.
To the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, that is curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. Do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to read or not?
I would agree, yes.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. What do you think should be the most responsible for ensuring students are reading at expected levels? Schools, school districts, parents, teachers, state education officials, or school administrators?
I would say it'd have to be the school and the parents.
Okay, thank you. Does your third grade child have dyslexia, yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Does your third grade grandchild have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP, yes or no?
I don't know, I'm sorry.
Okay, does your grandchild have or receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL, yes or no?
No.
No, okay, thank you. To the best of your knowledge, does your third grade grandchild identify as LGBTQIA+, or not?
I have no idea. What does that even mean?
Yeah, let's just leave it like that. No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No worries. It just, I don't want to sound disrespectful. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Only?
English and Spanish.
Oh, English and Spanish. Okay, thank you so much. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th.
12, okay, thank you. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to...
I would say below 25.
Below 25, okay, thank you. Yeah. Finally, what is your five-digit zip code?
01757.
Thank you. Sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to report to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to the survey will never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter, yes or no?
I'd rather not.
Not? Okay.
Would you like to press this? Dealing with you.
Okay. I'm so sorry once again. I apologize for all the time I'm taking from you. I'm pretty sure you have many things to do. Would you like to participate in future research, studies, focus groups, or surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Participants who take part in focus groups will receive a $100 gift card. Yes or no?
No, that's all right.
No? Okay. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You have a good one. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.